So we'll talk some college baseball right now. We are joined by a starting pitcher for Vanderbilt. He threw a no-hitter with 19 strikeouts against Duke on Saturday. Eighth no-hitter in NCAA tournament history. Vanderbilt's first no-hitter in nearly 50 years. Vanderbilt is going to the College World Series for the first time since 2015. And they're going to take on Louisville on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern. We are joined by starting pitcher Kamar Rocker. Kamar, great to have you on the show. How are you?
Good. How are you, Mr. Rom?
Good. Great to talk to you. So the team is having a send-off and heading to Omaha today. Before we get to your monster game on Saturday night, kind of dial us in. What is the vibe like around the team right now, and how hyped are you to be heading to Omaha?
We're super excited. The locker room's pumped. We're all ready to get there. We had a little hype video come yesterday, and we're ready.
Nice. All right, so go back to Saturday for me. The team was coming off that tough 18-5 loss on Friday. So if you lose on Saturday, your season's over. What was your mindset going into that game?
My goal simply was just to win. I knew the seniors relied a lot on the season. They came back for a reason, and my goal is to win for them, being a freshman on this team.
All right, so the thing is, the game did not get off to a great start. You hit a batter in the first inning. Your head coach, Tim Corbin, said the way you responded to that was a critical moment in the game. How did you make sure that that moment did not get inside your head, maybe rattle you a little bit? How did you refocus as quickly as you did?
Just from previous games. I've seen games where that's happened in big games like that, and I knew I had to come back strong the next couple innings.
All right, now you get late into the game, and I know you talked about the eighth inning being a big moment for you, and I'll get to that, but your breaking ball was really nasty. For example, Patrick Mahomes tweeted, quote, "That man's slider is nasty," end quote. When did you realize he had something good going with that breaking ball, and how big of a role did it play in that performance?
After I hit that guy, the lefty came up. I threw two, and it was a pretty easy swing and miss on him. And after that inning, my catcher came in and said, "Your breaking ball is really tight tonight." I said, I don't jinx it. And then from then, it was a good breaking ball all night.
Kamar Rocker is joining us. Hey, look, it's one thing to throw a no-hitter, but that was a no-hitter with 19 strikeouts in a game that was 1-0 going into the eighth. In other words, if you make any mistake at any point, that game can get blown wide open with a single swing. So how'd you stay focused in that situation and to make sure that you got locked in for every single batter? Like, did you shut out the pressure or did you try to embrace it?
There's moments in the game that I did embrace it. I did take a look around the stadium a couple of times, and there's also moments where I was just locked in, trying to get an out.
Now, two outs in the seventh inning, Duke calls a timeout. I mean, theoretically, maybe they want to talk strategy, right? Maybe. Or maybe that was kind of about freezing you and getting you out of your rhythm. It seemed like it fired you up more than anything else. What was your reaction to that timeout, and then how pumped were you to respond by striking out the hitter?
I've seen it happen before, and he did it in a really crucial time where it was really in my face, and I kind of took it as in my face, as you can see from the video, and it just gave me more momentum to strike out that next hitter.
Kamar Rocker is joining us. A no-hitter, 19 strikeouts, and Vanderbilt's getting ready for the College World Series. In the top of the eighth, you get a couple of runs. You take a 1-0 game. You make it a 3-0 lead, but you said the eighth was actually the toughest one to pitch. What was going through your mind in the eighth? How were you able to power through that?
That eighth was the first time I've ever gone eight times up and down. The most I've ever been is seven innings, so that eighth was definitely a new thing for me. The body, from the arms to my just legs in general.
So what do you do with that? I mean, do you will yourself through that? How did you get through that when you had not been there before?
Just focusing every pitch, really. That's really it. I don't know what to tell you.
I hear you. So in the ninth inning, not only did you not look tired, you actually look fresh. You strike out the side. What were you feeling in that inning?
I felt the crowd stand up. I felt the momentum come to me and the adrenaline start going. And the crowd, the fans, my teammates definitely helped me get through that moment.
You know, when you're in that moment, you got the adrenaline, it's one thing. But then you get that final strikeout. You know that you not only kept your season alive, but you made history with arguably the greatest NCAA tournament performance ever. How did you feel coming off the mound? How would you describe that feeling?
When it happened, I was in utter shock. I had no idea what I did. I knew it won the game, and I'm glad it was over. And then after that, they let me talk to the fans and show my face, and I guess that's when it really hit, the next couple days.
Kamar Rocker is joining us. Now, the no-hitter is amazing, but how special was it for you to come through with the team, for the team, when you needed it? You start this conversation off by saying, I want to do this for the seniors more than anything else. I'm a freshman. What did it mean to come through in that moment when the team needed it so badly?
I was hoping in that moment, with that energy that we had Saturday night, that next Sunday, the team would be able to roll through them, and they did exactly what I thought they'd do.
And after the game, David Price jumped on Twitter. He said, quote, wow, with a loss tonight, Vanderbilt season's over. Kumar Rocker decided he would throw a no-hitter and punch out 19. To be able to step up that way as a freshman is inspiring. I tip my hat to you, sir, end quote. It's always been a big David Price house here. What did it mean to get that kind of love and respect from a Vanderbilt legend like Price?
I mean, those guys like Price, also being an African-American, they set the path for me and other black players and as well as Vanderbilt players, and just the recognition of him was a huge honor.
Now, a lot of people remember your dad, Tracy Rocker. He was an amazing yep. D lineman at Auburn. He was in Knoxville for the game. He was hosting recruits as part of his job with the Tennessee football staff, but he kept sneaking peeks at his phone and to see what you were doing. The story goes, after the game, you, your mom, and your dad were on the phone until late in the night. What was that conversation like?
He was congratulating me, of course. He did say something key earlier. During the start of the season, I struggled a lot. And he kept me calm with the mental state of mind of just, you're going to peak at the right time. And come to find out, he was right.
He called his shot. Now, when you made that decision about college, what was it about Vanderbilt that made you feel like that was the right place?
Like everyone says, the education, the people, the city, the program Corbin has here is just, it's second to none. There's college baseball, and then there's Vanderbilt baseball, and I think there's a huge difference between those two.
Now, you're a freshman, and you said the season's really about the seniors. You're along for the ride. What do you mean by that, and how would you describe the culture and the chemistry of that team? What's that like?
Each and every day through practice, we sit there and we look at those seven seniors and see what they have to do in sort of us. We follow them, and they've done everything in their power to keep us here and get us here. So it's just us to just stay along for the ride and do what we can to help their role.
He is a starting pitcher with Vanderbilt, a no-hitter with 19 strikeouts against Duke on Saturday. And Vanderbilt plays Louisville on Sunday. That's their first trip to the World Series since 2015. Kumar Rocker, my guest. Kumar, great to have you on, man. Thanks so much. Good luck with it.
Thank you.
Nice to talk to you. Nothing like needing to win to keep your season alive and throwing a no-hitter and punching out 19. College World Series is a blast. 1-800-PING!